This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The distinction between animal care and animal welfare. Dr. Jennifer Van Oz is an animal welfare specialist in the Animal and Dairy Sciences Department at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
I want to make a distinction between animal care and animal welfare. I think animal care is a term that the industry finds a little friendlier. And what that means is what we as humans provide to our animals, whether that's the housing environments, our management practices, or the direct way we handle the animals. And all of these things that we as people do leads to what the animal experiences. So all that is just to say, if we think about the word welfare, we're just asking, how well is this cow faring? Is she faring well? Is she faring poorly? Or somewhere in between? So we have to think about how our actions as humans affect what the animal experiences. And of course, we want to aim to provide good animal care so that our animals experience good welfare.
Dr. Van Oz continues to research the real-life settings of dairy cattle, focusing on understanding and improving dairy animal welfare.
So in my lab, we have a number of different themes, which are highly overlapping. And in general, we want to understand animal welfare, learn how to evaluate it in real life settings, and then improve or maximize the welfare for our animals. So there's a lot of different topics. We also have other projects going on, including understanding how cattle develop as calves into adult cattle, their normal versus abnormal behaviors. Of course, we want to promote normal and discourage the abnormal if we can. And then I do some work on the human side. And this is by popular request, actually, from the PDPW business conference in 2018. When I first started, I spoke with a lot of Wisconsin dairy farmers, and they said there's really a need to better equip our personnel to use positive behaviors towards cattle consistently. So that's a new area of my research. And lastly, of course, how do we practically assess animal welfare on farms and making sure that we're implementing those best management practices? So I do some work with the National Farm Program Animal Care.
She says there's a variety of research that continues, including a cow's lying time.
But I think that there's always new questions that arise when you're doing research. So a big one would be with study, we found these beautiful results about fans and lying time with one fed per cow. But knowing that that varies a lot, you know, in the study she did this past summer on these 12 Wisconsin dairy facilities, I don't think any of them had one bed per cow. A lot of times it was more than one cow per bed. And so I think we need to do more controlled experiments to understand now you have this competitive situation in the lying stalls. What then happens to lying times? Do you really get these effects, even if you fine tune your fan air speeds and fan positioning? I think we need to look at these sort of industry realistic scenarios because we were looking at more of the ideal scenario. That would be a big one.
Those are comments from Dr. Jennifer Van Oz from the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
People will say dairy farmers should help the planet. We say help yourself first. Introducing Agilent Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows a gain of 50 cents to more than 70 cents per cow per day for the cost of about a nickel per day. That's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agilent Ruminant. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.
The shape of a new farm bill and how the Agriculture Department can be involved in its crafting. Deputy Agriculture Secretary Jill Bernard told an audience Monday at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Summit focused on the 2023 farm bill.
We are looking forward to working with Congress to ensure that the programs that USDA implements will best serve all people in the challenges facing us today. We are committed to leveraging our expertise and meaningful data to give feedback and better understanding about how our programs are working and where they aren't, and sharing where we may need additional flexibilities to better address the evolving and ever-changing needs and challenges across the country.
The Deputy Secretary also noted upcoming announcements regarding its newly formed USDA Equity Commission, involving subcommittees like that created for agriculture.
We will soon announce plans to launch a subcommittee on rural communities and economic development in the coming weeks.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Sustainability is a key word that's been in the headlines for the dairy industry for decades, and now more than ever, dairy farmers are watching their margins, preparing for tax season. We'll check in with a very busy Gary Genske with Genske Molder, also treasurer of the National Dairy Producers Organization. We'll get an update from him tomorrow. And for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.